And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while later and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father?'" So they said, "What it is a little while of which he speaks, we do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I say? 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices, and you will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. We're very blessed this morning to have Deacon Paul with us. Deacon Paul lived with me at my last parish. He was my seminary intern for 10 months. And this Saturday, he will be ordained a priest for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, okay? So keep him in your prayers. It's an exciting but very overwhelming time. You know, our gospel today always makes you smile, because I think Jesus is looking at them like, "You still don't get it?" And how often, probably in our own lives, do we not get it, right? But our Lord loves us so much. And this gospel is a reminder to us that our true joy and our true happiness will be in heaven one day. We encounter people in our lives, maybe we're all guilty of it ourselves, where we seem to be never satisfied. We just seem bitter, not happy. Nothing's good enough. And Jesus is saying, it's not supposed to be perfection here, because what waits for us in heaven, that is going to be our great reward. So we could spend our day complaining, not happy, choosing to focus on what we don't have, or we could live as people of the resurrection. And people of the resurrection are full of joy, kindness, compassion. They bring people together. And if we live out the resurrection every day, even when we face those trials and tribulations, we're going to keep on going, because we know that Jesus is risen and heaven is waiting for us all. So once again, Jesus is telling us very clearly, life is going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it if you follow him. Because if you follow him, that will lead to heaven. So the choice is yours. You can get your reward here on earth or in heaven. And I think you're here this morning because you want your reward in heaven. Amen?
Amen?
So in other words, Jesus is saying, be full of joy today. No complaining at Holy Family, okay? Trust in the resurrection. Sometimes that's hard to do, though, as we go through such difficult times. So let's just thank Jesus this morning as we continue to celebrate our Easter season, that he conquered death for us all, so that when we do go through those difficult moments, we'll be reminded that heaven awaits each and every one of us.